This is Dr. Patrick Foss with a report on patient Kimberly Ortega. Date of birth is 5/28/1996. Indicates procedure for colon cancer, rectal bleeding, change in bowel habits, division in magazine, and semester on spinal pressure, pressure, blood pressure, pulse of nephrotic and double pressure colonoscopy, biopsy, instrumental lymphocyte colonoscopy procedure. After impacting sign by patient, patient blood pressure, correct to magazine, medicine, followed by a factor of blood pressure, this is in the picture. Tell me it was interpreted because I saw the sigma colon appeared to be inflammatory change, some abscess also looking like structure, and inflammatory, mild inflammatory changes in the sigmoid area from 30 centimeter to 45, 40, 50 centimeter. That segment, because of that, I raised suspicion the patient may have underlying undiagnosed Crohn's disease. That's why terminal ileum and interpreted terminal ileum grossly appear normal, but biopsy for the terminal ileum adrenal maxilla inflammation. Rest of colon appear unremarkable. I come down to the sigmoid colon, did the biopsy, numerous biopsies were taken from there. Rectal appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were taken to Royal Marsden with proctitis. Retinal fracture did not see external hemorrhage. Internal hemorrhage coming out of small external hemorrhage of least first ears. Pressure was no complication. Fine class, inadequate prep class. We have to sigmoid term ileum. Number two, adequate prep. Number three, no evidence of ileitis. Number four, segmental sigmoid colon inflammatory mild free changes from abscess ulceration. Bias fitting is like that. The question is it like undiagnosed Crohn's disease versus it is it colon constipation which is causing the inflammatory changes because of the stool changes, stool causing changes of the mucosa. Biopsy were taken like that. Number four, gastrointestinal examination, pushing the rectum, bias fitting with microscopic inflammation. Number six, stone hemorrhage or bleeding. Recognition of biopsy of the sigmoid colon. If that comes out of positive for inflammatory changes, then they treat him with the methylamine for 3 months worth of 800 milligrams 3 times daily. If the biopsy proves to comes out of inflammatory changes. Number three, I wait for the terminal ileum biopsy and wait for the rectum biopsy. If the terminal ileum biopsy comes out to be positive for inflammatory changes, the sigmoid colon comes out to be positive for inflammatory changes, then I would recommend the patient to have a Prometheus test and the CT interrogram for established diagnosis of Crohn's disease. Otherwise, the patient needs to be on high-fiber diet, stool softeners, metamucil fiber, 1 to 2 tablespoons full daily, and colate, stool 100 milligrams per day, 100 milligrams PO 3 times daily. Since the patient has a family history of colon cancer, recommendation of repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Follow up to this condition. Peace of the color patient, primary care provider, Dr. Gustavo Sosa, and copy Dr. Param Sari, day of... procedure was July 31st, 2023, July 31st, 2023, patient of